Southland Water and Land Plan. Just before we get underway, proper, is there a health and safety announcement?
Yep, sure. So you found the coffee and tea out the back there. The bathrooms are down this corridor, and in the event of an emergency, you just head out this exit and assemble in the car park.
Right, thank you. First order of business this morning is officers. Anything to report to us?
Two matters to report. Good morning. Good morning, submitters. There were two questions which were outstanding from the first week, and those related to some work that the Science Division was preparing answers for. Written answers have been prepared and are contained in a memorandum of advice to the panel, and I'd like to hand each of those up. The first memorandum relates to the question about slope classes. The memorandum's been prepared by Mr. Hobson. If there are any further questions arising from this or the memorandum which I'm about to hand up, then Mr. Hodgson can be made available in the next sitting week in Invercargill. Alternatively, any issues can be addressed in reply.
Thank you.
The second memorandum relates to a question from Commissioner McCullum in opening, and that related to a series of red dots shown on plans indicating where water quality was failing to meet either a national bottom line standard or another standard. And the question was, by how far or by how much is the water quality measurement over or below that standard, as the case may be? So some further analysis has been carried out in relation to that question, which sets out by way of percentage how far in exceedance of the particular standard each of the red dot sites actually is. Again, if there are any follow-up questions, Mr. Hodgson can be made available to respond to those questions in due course.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Moore. The panel will read those two memorandums at our leisure, and we'll get back to you with any further questions.
Thank you.
Right, the next order of business is now we commence to hear from submitters, and the first submitter on my list is Mark and Tanya Shellard. I assume that's you over there. Good morning and welcome. You don't need to stand on our account. You're very welcome to sit down. We'll try to keep things informal. You're welcome to stand if you'd like to. We've read your original submission, so thank you very much for putting that together. You don't need to reread that out to us because we have read it. But you're very welcome to speak to that submission and to highlight what you think are the key points that you'd like us to take from your submission.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Tanya Shallard, and this is my husband Mark and our children Hayley and Tom. We run a fourth generation sheep farm in Riversdale, Northern Southland, and it started in 1906 by Mark's great-grandfather. Mark has been farming since he was 18, Hayley's age, since 1982, and he's been here for all of those 35 years, and except 1986 when he went to Lincoln to complete the DPA. I consider him an expert, and no one would know our land better than him. Our land is made up of three blocks. The home block, the original land holding, was purchased in 1933. Bottom right, was Aysen's block, was purchased in 1972. And Mark and I purchased the Mackay block in 2006, taking our land holding up to 412 hectares. The land is owned by our family trust. It's the home block that's most affected by the proposed water and land plan, as it includes a band along the terrace classified as Old Matara. I have an accounting background, and as a trustee I have a duty to protect the asset, and I felt I had to speak for the following generations. Mark and I have no intention of converting to dairying or selling, but paying Tom might or someone else down the track. And to suddenly invoke legislation without waiting and checking the accuracy of the physiographics, and to suddenly stop farmers from converting to dairying and restricting their options is unfair. We have completed our land environment plan in August 2016, it's here. We recently repaired erosion on the Waimea River in conjunction with Environment Southland. Our plan includes riparian planting at Aysen's in the swamp. There's actually a photo of that behind there, but you can't really see it very well. Our waterways are fenced off between May and September, and they are unfenced the rest of the year. allowing fishermen access to the Waimea River. This is the Waimea River on our boundary. Every year we have a couple of overseas fishermen retired. They come and fly fish back here. And they've said how the fencing of the rivers has let the gorse get out of control and impossible for them to access. So they like coming back here and they get about 10 each time. Probably shouldn't have given away their spot. Mark's objective early on was to have shelter in every paddock to try and lessen the loss of lambs during severe storms. Specific parts of the policy I'd like to comment on firstly is the physiographic zones. We don't think they're accurate for our property. As I've already said, Mark knows this land better than anyone. The land zoned Old Matara is not free draining. In fact, Mark remembers some of those paddocks before they were tiled, having lakes of water forming on them and being waterlogged. It is wet and unmanageable without tiles and long draining. The map that you have in front of you shows how many waterways, creeks and ditches there are. A key feature of Old Matara is that there are few permanent streams or rivers and little to no connection to main river systems. Now, that doesn't match up to what we see either. So we would like to seek a reclassification. Our FERT reps, she said that our Old Matara behaves nothing like the other larger zoned Old Matara in Northern Southland. Our former employee who has gone on to win an environment award has said they've got yours wrong. And our neighbours who are here have also put in similar submissions, and thank you for coming. If we thought it was right, we wouldn't all be here. This is the physiographic map. So we have five zones on that block. Dairy conversions. This rule excludes the possibility of a dairy conversion on our home block. Even if this physiographic classification remains as is, and it is Old Matara, and Old Matara remains non-compliant, we think a dairy farm is manageable across this block with its five different zones. It would be quite simple, just keep the cows off it in the winter time. You wouldn't want them on it in the winter anyway. Either have a wintering shed, or send them away off to the other two blocks, or out of the district. But the point is, the cows would not need to be anywhere near the Old Matara area. We would like a change to the plan that all dairy conversions are discretionary activities and not excluded. There are already dairy farms in the area which are allowed to continue dairy farming as a permitted activity, and there should be one rule for everyone. This rule devalues our land. The other rules, stock exclusion, we support that the sheep aren't included in this rule, and as I said before, sheep don't stand in the water and it keeps the banks free of gorse and broom. Intensive winter grazing, we oppose the 20 hectare limit and support the S42A report, which has increased this to 50 hectares. But I actually think that a percentage-based rule would be fairer, as 50 hectares for some larger farms isn't going to feed their animals, and that is not good at all. Subsurface drains. We actually have our toll map. I found it this morning, dated 1964. It's older than Mark, just. last year I spent a couple of days redoing this with a mouse. It took me ages. We think it would be very expensive and quite impossible to map them out if they're lost. It would be more practical to map them from now on while maintaining or upgrading. And lastly, just the Appendix N, farm management requirements. I'd just like to say here, please consider that this farm plan needs to be simple. That is key for any businesses. The best businesses and systems are simple and they work. So again, this is our tile map. And you can see it would be nigh impossible to remap that if it was lost. And I put this in so that you can see how much drainage there is, and there doesn't appear to be any less drainage in that Old Matara area compared to the other zones, which you would think there would be less if it was free drain. In conclusion, I'd just like to say we agree with the idea of the plan and that farmers are generally compliant. Farmers do respect the environment. But we just think that the plan should not be targeting low-emitting farmers because it won't necessarily improve water quality, but just incur a lot of expense and work for farmers already under a lot of pressure. Thank you for hearing our submission, and thanks again to the neighbours for coming along today. We're all in the same boat.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak to your submission?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, for the, are you able to leave a copy of that tile map with our officers here to take a copy?
You can have, yeah, you can have, the, it is all on, you've got it all. I'll just give you that.
Yes.
It's not very, it's very small, but there is a digital copy.
Yeah, great, thank you very much. I will just see if we have questions for you. Morris, start at your end.
Yes, thank you. It's regarding the apparent incorrect classification of your place for the busy rapids. How do you think a good way of resolving that would be?
I'd like to think that somebody, if we could get a reclassification, could come out and actually look at it and consider the other components, because the physiographics are made up of four or five different maps all overlaying. And it's a bit like trying to classify anything, even sheep, lambs. It's very hard to put them in nine different even rows. So I'd imagine that there are probably a couple of things that tick on the tarot, but there are probably a lot more that don't. So I just wonder at the time when it was classified, it was, yeah, okay, you tick two boxes for Alvaterra, that's near enough. I don't know. I just think it, I'm not sure a practical way of doing it. It would be very, it would be a major cost to someone, but I'd be happy to see it done if it was possible, because it is actually going to affect what people can do on this property and my neighbours.
So if you wanted to convert, say, to dairying, that would be a time to reassess that, I suppose.
It would be. I did hear...
But we don't want to wait until that time, because, someone, if they've got that against them, they might just disregard buying their property. So, we feel as though... The thing is, we as Tania said, we don't feel that it is... Alvaterra, because as she said earlier, when I was a kid, all of those paddocks that are in that Alvaterra area, I remember in the winter, they had lakes of water on top, and they would be there all winter, and it wasn't until we drained them and mould them that solved the problem. So how could those paddocks be free draining?
Just a chance would be great. Not to have that door closed, please.
Okay, and one other question, Mr. Chairman. Mm-hmm. Have you undertaken oversee a nutrient budget on
your plate? No, we haven't. I have read a bit about that, but we are very interested to see how that would go here.
Right, okay. Is there any particular reason why you haven't done that?
I'm
not saying you should have, but just wanted to know why.
To be honest, it's actually very new for me to... It's quite new, so it's in here. It is in here. And, we are working through it. Honestly, there's so many other things we have going on, but I'm definitely open to having that done.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for the maps and the photos and the script and the evidence, but can you describe where your farm is actually located? A couple of us are not familiar with the south and the area.
Okay, underneath Hokanui Hills, about... Oh, okay. Are you able to do that? Thank you. Riversdale, if you find Riversdale.
In the...
Very close to Riversdale, about 5 minutes drive from Riversdale. And then
left a bit, the other way. Keep going, up a bit. Follow that road left.
Yeah, down.
There's the chair explosion.
You might not have. Do you have a control now?
Yeah, it's the way I can.
Yeah. Help me where my mirror is.
Tom has.
Well, how do you get the laser?
Middle button. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Right there.
Yeah. On Riversdale. Area is Kaweka. So we're right there. That's our house.
So
that's our driveway.
So Gore is off the map down below?
Yes, Mandeville, and if you put the physiographic back up, it's orange all along that terrace.
So the three blocks are in reasonable proximity?
They are,
yep.
And they work really well. One of them is particularly dry in the winter, it's a good wintering block.
And your old Balfour is only on the main, located on the main block, the home block?
What's that?
Yes, the old Balfour Tower is,
old Balfour Tower.
Which is the only
that's one. That's only, yeah, only on that block.
The other two blocks aren't affected.
And you fence off on the Hastings block, is only fenced off May, September, what's the...
No, all the blocks.
All the waterways are.
Between just May and September.
That sheep.
Because it's just sheep only on their property. Yeah.
Thanks.
And, yeah, just going back to all those tiles and the mullein and... Like in the old Tara, that you know, they say it being free draining, but it's also doesn't have any rivers or streams near it. Well, all of our paddocks are within two paddocks to either a river or an open drain.
Which
creek.
You can see on that map.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Thanks, Morris. Raised my point.
Good.
Maybe just one around the farm management plans. Do you think you should be able to do it yourself?
I would like to think so, yes. Farm management plan. This, yeah, I would hope so. Beef and lamb are going to help with the trying to manage the varying physiographics. That was one concern I had. I thought five physiographic zones, how do we do that? But I've talked to them and they've said that they will be helping farmers with that. So as long as the nutrient budget isn't ridiculously difficult. I think so.
So in other words, you could do the plan, but ask for help on
yes.
a couple
yeah.
of
oh, absolutely. We wouldn't have to do a nutrient. We would probably get our balance rep to do the nutrient budget if that's what happens. I think it does. We would enlist help when we needed it, but I think for the rest of it, we would manage it, keep it simple as possible. But yeah, my concern around that. Keeping it simple was the nutrient budget and getting it too complicated because we don't think Old Matara is Old Matara. So mitigating for Old Matara is going to be difficult when we think it's something else, like maybe oxidising. I don't know what it is. That's the other thing. I have considered that. What is it if it's not Old Matara? It's very difficult. I understand that it has been a difficult thing to try and classify all.
So we would like someone to come and see us and talk it over with them and have a look. And if it is Old Matara, it is Old Matara, but if it's not, it's not. We'd like to just, you know, show them the way the land works. Because all of our block, whether it's Old Matara or not, it all behaves in the same way.
There's
no difference in any of the way the front of the farm works that's not Old Matara to the back half. So, you know, it's hard to understand how they suddenly come up with...
The front half's bedrock, right. Which I find hard to believe. It doesn't even... I just can't see how it could be bedrock because it's flat and it's not even near... Yeah, just...
Yeah, I think very much we certainly understand that point and you're not the only submitter to make similar points along those lines. So I don't have any further questions for you,
but I just
wanted to talk to you about these stock exclusion provisions to make sure you're aware of what's happening at a national level. So central government has put out draft regulations on stock exclusion. They're in the process of finalising those regulations. At the moment, they're due out, we assume, prior to the election.
Yeah.
Council then can't do anything about those regulations. It can't be more lenient than them. Mm-hmm. It can be more strict than those regulations. And what the officers have recommended to us at this stage is just aligning the plan with the draft regulations. So I guess the message I'm giving you is that in terms of stock exclusion from streams, council's hands are going to be pretty well tied by central government on that issue.
And have they suggested that sheep will be excluded?
At the moment. But that's only a draft proposal. We're yet to see the final proposal from central government. All right, thank you very much for coming in and making your points clearly to us.